Blog Talk Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Radio.
Why so serious?
Lawless Entertainment Radio.
Why so serious?
Good evening, good evening, good evening. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is Thursday night. You know how we do. We're just taking it easy, and we're just going to lay back and, you know, do what we do every Thursday night. So I hope you got those kids in the bed. You're chilling out. You get your cocktails going, you know, whatever it is, you know, your favorite beverage, your wine, your rum. Hey, your energy drink, whatever you need to kind of keep you going to listen to the show. All right, y'all. Tonight I want to talk about position. What is the one position that you always end up when you doing the do, when you about to finish your job? What position? Is it hitting from the back? Is she riding it and you on top? I mean, what? I mean, you got it upside down against the wall. I mean, what seems to be the surefire way that works? All right, y'all, hit me up, 646-4785-209. You know how I do, my new format. I'm going to play some music for the first 30 minutes. I'll talk to y'all in a little bit. This is Being Ignored by LaMay Michelle.
You caught my eye.
You took me by surprise. There's something about you, girl, that left a young G hypnotized. I don't know what it is, but I gotta figure out how to be with one when I'm so used to the player route. I've been in love before, yeah, I know what love about. Hurt them more, you get hurt first. Depends on how things working out. Moving out, I thought about, but all I know is she for show. You may come, you may go, I don't know how you may roll. Therefore, I just do my thing, in my lane, run my game. Option weighing on my scale, relationship is earthly hell. Forgive me if you feel ignored, truly I do cut for you. Hopefully, you can see, wait a while and we can be.
I hear your stories of tragic times, but I still deserve to be treated right. When you ignore me, you just show me.
Thank you. struck. Got me proud to walk in the room with you when you strut your stuff. Girl, you tough, better than all these women that think they some.
They ain't got nothing on you,
I'm on my Bruno Mars, and I think I'm gonna call you Venus. My goddess of love now, eternity can come between us. We stuck on you spellbound, and I know you the one for me, cause
girl, I'm so open up for you.
Ain't nobody better than you.
Ain't nobody better than you.
Couldn't you?
I
All right, before I continue with my music, you know we're doing music all the way to 9:30. I just want to say this when I get back from our little break. Okay, so I was talking about what position works best for us all. You know, is it hitting from the back, from the top, from the bottom, from the side? Do you like it against the wall? Do you like it? Well, you know, hey, whichever way you like it. So ponder on that. Hit me up, 646-478-5209. This is Catrice, and you're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. This is Love Don't Cheat by Faith Dick.
And
All right. I am back. Welcome back to the show. This is Catrice, and you are listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. You know how we do. All right, it is Thursday night. We are taking it easy. We're having a good night. You know, it's nothing like having a nice night and just to chill out. You know how we do. All right, so I had a little distraction there. I'm sorry about that. I was thinking about positions because there's a lot of people are talking about, you know, their favorite positions and what they like to do. And I was at an event where I was explaining to the ladies, you know, because I go to different homes and I kind of explain to women, you know, about their sexual experiences and, you know, help them make it better and get it right. But this whole sexual experience of it all was just something like totally out of sight. So I was trying to explain, you know what, before I even go into that, let me bring my girl on the line. What's up, Mel? How you doing this evening?
Hey, baby. How are you? How you doing?
I'm wonderful. What's up?
Girl. I'm trying to program this dang on new phone.
Uh-oh. You got to get it right. You got to get it right.
Right.
Got to get it right. Yeah, girl, I'm sorry to have you holding, but, you know, the first, just so you know, my new format is my first 30 minutes, I play nothing but music.
Okay.
So, you know, so y'all can call in about 9:30. That's when, you know, we'll get our conversations going. You know, but here's the thing. While you guys are sitting there, you have your laptops on, you got your computers, you're doing some work, you know, you listen to the music, and then you listen to me talk. Now, here's something I was going to do. You know what? I got some background on you. I'm going to kind of tone you down a little bit. I'm going to put you on mute. Be right back. Okay, babe?
Okay.
All right. Now, what I wanted to say was, you know, I was at this party. I was at this event. And, you know, I specialize in just helping women find themselves and just imagine, just think. Because, you know, there's a lot of women out there that as they go through their sexual experiences, you know, they always complain about what's, like, present right now, opposed to actually thinking about what really pleased them and seek what is going to continue to please them. And what I mean by seeking what's going to continue to please you, if you find something that kind of works for you, that gets you off, that helps you get to where you need to go, and then you need to continue to seek for that and not settle for anything less. That's basically how it works. Okay, so I was at this party, I was at this event, and these, you know, I asked the ladies a question. I said, what is your favorite position to finish it off in? And they're like, what you mean finish it off in? You know, I just lay there, you know, we get there, you know, he get my leg one good position, you know, we just let it out. And then you're like, okay, so he let it out, y'all let it out. I mean, you know, heart's beating, panting, you know, is it like really, really good? In my mind, you know, if you're going to go through the act of sex, it needs to be some good sex. I'm sorry. I just strongly feel about this. You know, if the whole process is going to happen, in my mind, when you are having sex, the main goal is both. B-O-T-H, both of you get satisfied. All right, I'm going to bring my girl back. Mel, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, baby.
Okay. So you know what? I was talking, so as I was talking to these ladies, you know, I was asking them about the different positions in which they're liking, you know, when they get there. So some girls are like, you know, well, I like the missionary position, you know, he's on top, you know. One girl, she got really descriptive with it. She like, listen, this is what I like. And you could tell that she recently found this position with her mate and she'll never forget it. I mean, she described it to the point like, I ain't gonna never forget this. And when I get home, I'm gonna make sure we're gonna try that shit when I get there. So she said she's laying on the bed. Okay. You know, vertically, okay, on the bed, and then she kind of crosses her legs over, and then she got her leg on her on the opposite shoulder, and he's just kind of coming in like her other leg's underneath him, and he's just kind of coming in. So where as if that leg is invisible, and he's like getting it where, you know, where he really can. Now she got to a point where, you know, sometimes, you know, he has to lift my body and kind of turn it a little bit and really just grab it with fully good thrust. I mean, she got so deep with it. I was like, damn, okay, shit, I might have to try that shit when I get to the crib. I mean,
you ain't forgot it either.
I was like,
you went home and then fuck her. Like, let's try this.
Right. I was like, what? You know? And so she's like, yes, yes. She said that right there. I mean, she said it just, she said it hits like every spot. She said from every thrust, it hits every spot. So I'm like, oh man, okay, okay. And then, you know, I got to explain it. Okay, so one girl said, well, you know, I really don't like it from the back. And so everybody in the room was like, what you mean you don't like it from the back? The back is like the best, you know? You know, that's like the tried and true. And you know, it's true. Okay. And ladies, you know, you let me know if I'm wrong. Okay. When it's time for us to get ours, it's either one or two positions in which we're going to partake in, because we know that in this position it's absolutely 100% that we're gonna ride out what we need. Now either you on top, you riding it out. What'd you say?
Missionary or that.
There you go. But missionary, it's missionary, but she on top. You riding it. Then hitting it from the back.
I think I'm riding, though.
You think him riding? You can't come
ride? I say everybody different. My girl sitting here, too. She can speak on it. I cannot come riding. Because both of you are gonna get it. Because when if you're riding, I mean, it may take you when you come. He's definitely gonna come. Because if you're getting it out, he's definitely gonna get it out.
I don't know about that.
I have never been with a man and I ride him and he don't come.
Exactly. Exactly. Especially
because it felt too good to them. No, it's all a mind thing.
It's all a mind thing. Because if you position that
ball, I guess I got a good ass pussy. I've been with my damn man for 10 years, and when I ride him, he'd be like, "Oh, stop." But if I let him in the back or missionary, he got
it. Females don't like it from the back for me.
Okay, basically, I'm saying, you know, we got other people on the
show. Okay, hold on a second. We got a lot of folks talking. I heard dude said that people don't like it, women don't like it when you give them to it from the back. Why is that?
Okay, that's all a cousin. That's T.L.'s cousin, too. Okay, okay. Well, I can speak on that. I mean, I don't like a man to hit me from the back until we're further down the relationship. Because, I mean, it's like, in the beginning, you know, I want you to connect with me first, and then you can do first. But you just can't come in the door hitting it from the back, thinking about Betty over there, and I can't see your face, and you all twinched up. So I got to know where you're at first before you can go to the back.
Obviously, because the main purpose of the question was, you know, with your significant other. Now, if you chose to hit it from the back, that's fine. I mean, you know, you got to be a really good girl. He holding that shirt, you turn your head, you looking at him, you seeing those facial expressions. You need to be a fly ass bitch, girl. You turn that damn head and tell him, come harder. Fuck that shit. All right, there we go. Now, what we do is, now, there is also, they were saying that when you're hitting it from the back, they say that if you just position yourself, is the way you position yourself or how she positions herself, it makes it a lot easier. Some women don't like it. Now, a lot of guys like it missionary style. But I think men come quicker when they do missionary style.
I don't know. No, because they have more control. They can stop. They're able to stop and go. If you're in the front of the back, I can still hit you. You can't stop. I'm about to come, okay? Man, I'm not a man, but I know what they do.
Yeah, right. Well, that's true. But I don't know if a man can control his cum. I think, you know, you can control it as long as you can. But when it's time to nut, you're going to nut.
No. Well, not necessarily. I don't agree with that.
Okay.
You saw that out? Yeah. And it's just your mind. Mm-hmm. And it's just your mind. It's going to slow down.
A lot of times, what you got to do is slow down.
That's what I'm saying. I've been in a relationship like that. I know when he's about to come, I let him stop for a minute. So, you know, God, it just said back up in there and let's keep on going.
So you're saying you slow down. You're slowing the stroke.
Yeah. Not to come. Right.
So you're basically slowing the strokes of the rhythm to keep from him.
Yeah, it might be slowing it just a little bit.
Yeah, they'll stop. And
they'll
slow it down. When you get ready to go, then we tell the kid to stop.
All right, y'all tell me what you think. Hit me up, 646-478-5209. You're listening to Catrice right here on the Raw Deal on Lawless Radio. Y'all hold tight real quick. This is Show Me How by Ray Bone.
Texting you, sending me pics like a photo shoot. I'm feeling you, you're feeling me. Let me give that body what it needs.
Sexual body.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the show. This is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. All right, you know how we do. If you're interested in submitting your music right here on Lawless Radio, make sure you go to lawlessradio.com and hit the Submit Your Music button. Make sure you follow those instructions and have your music submitted. We will try to add it into rotation. All right, if you would like to interview right here on The Raw Deal, you make sure you hit me up. All right, send me a message. You can send me a message through Blog Talk Radio at A Raw Deal with Catrice, or you can send us a message through lawlessradio.com. No problem, no problems at all. All right, y'all, you know how we do. It is Thursday night. It is 9:45 Eastern time. It is nice and chilly here in the ATL. You know, it's kind of going to a cold front. And I was thinking, I was telling some folks, and I think I posted this probably last week in the Raw Deal group, is that, you know, it's time for us women to, you know, pull some tricks out our bags, you know, to snap out of it. Because either the summer dick that you had this summer has gone away, and it's time to collect and find some new fall dick, you know, because you want to make sure that he holds you at least until March. Next year, or, you know, and if he lasts that long, you know, so be it. But we always got to make sure that, you know, we pull some tricks out our bag. And the same thing for the fellas, man. You know, if you're looking for a lady, don't be looking for somebody that's going to hold you down until Christmas, you know, because this is the time of year. Now, a lot of folks get together during the spring and the summer, and then folks tend to teeter off towards the fall. You know, there's a lot of folks that go through a lot of depression and stuff around this time when they start to, you know, lose relationships. So it's really important that you keep with it. Keep trying. Do what you can. All right, so I was talking about positions, and, you know, I know Mel had some callers on her line, and she was talking about, you know, how, you know, it's not necessarily true that men actually, you know, come to come. And, yes, okay, I agree. Yes, it is a mind thing. It's a mental thing when you're actually going to come. And that's how I explain to a lot of the women that I deal with, is that they always say, well, I've never found my G-spot. I don't know where my G-spot is. I've never had a G-spot orgasm. And, you know, the first thing that comes to mind is that you're actually thinking too hard about this G-spot orgasm and what you want to have. It is possible, and yes, it's achievable. I believe that it's achievable. And there's a lot of women out there that have gone years and years and years and feel that they've never, ever, ever were able to get a G-spot orgasm. And I think that if you relax your mind and your body and just your soul, basically just relax it and just do the simple techniques on how you achieve that G-spot orgasm, you will eventually get it. It will happen. All right, y'all. Y'all tell me what's going on out there. 646-478-5209. You're listening to Catrice right here on Lawless Radio. You can always listen to Sharon the Man every Monday night at 7 p.m. Central Time. And then you get Grit Grind with TL Wednesday night. And then yours truly, Catrice, every Thursday night, 9 p.m. And we're going to end the week off with So Ambitious at 8 p.m. every Friday night. All right, y'all tell me what's going on. So what is truly position? I want to hear from the fellas. I want to hear from some more fellas. Tell me what's going on. What is the position that gets you right there at that point? What does it? This party I went to describe to the girls on how, you know, getting it from the back was like a really good position. And one girl said, well, she wasn't able to do that. Because she couldn't feel it. And then when I told her, I said, you know what, you need to have him bend you over a little bit more, take the bottom of his thumbs, grab your ass, and just kind of hold it open a little bit, and then get you some good strokes and see what happens. And she says, you know, and when I explained it to her, she kind of looked at me, and she was like, I ain't never thought about having my ass grabbed at the same time. I'm going to have to think about that. All right, hold tight. Let's see who this is. What's up? What's up, Aunt? How you doing this evening?
I'm all right. How are you today?
I am wonderful, wonderful. You know, it's Thursday night. I'm just, you know, chilling.
I hear a little bit. I cut in a couple of times.
How was your week this week, man?
I was pretty good, going pretty good, you know, work.
Man, what's the weather like in the Shire?
Shit, it was 70 whatever day that was, and then turned around 50 the next day.
Yeah, that's that flu shit.
Yeah, yeah. But I ain't going. I had a sweat on that
night. That's what I'm talking
about. Yeah, old girl need that back arch, that ass spread apart a little bit. Tell them to reach around and play with that click. She'll get it.
Hey, that's what I was trying to explain to her. Hold on, I think I got Buck. What's up, Buck? You on the air?
Hey, look out, baby. What's happening?
What up, Buck?
It's happening.
Yeah. I let my battery charge.
I feel you. I think I got Melissa back here. You there, girl?
Yeah, baby. I don't even know. I'm like, no.
Man. Okay, so Aunt, let me ask you, what is your favorite position that just kind of take it there?
What's up, Mel? My favorite. Man, I just like being in the pussy. They all my favorites. Fuck that. Yeah, I'm a missionary fan. I hit it from the back. I like the little scissors. He lay on her side, and I get that one leg up, throw it on my shoulder, and get in there. You get in there deep on that. Shit, from the side, old girl call it the lazy fuck, but... It ain't a lazy fuck. Your shorty right over there. Shit. I don't want to see me climbing all over his mama if he wake up. What the fuck? I'm trying to be generous here. You know what I'm saying? Whatever. Shit. But, you know, I like them all. I ain't too big of a fan of riding. They seem to want to pin you down. And I ain't, you know, I'm supposed to be pinning you down. Fuck is you trying to pin me down for?
Yeah.
I ain't with all that.
Hey.
What up?
Do you know how to control your your nuts? Like, from coming?
No. Shit, that motherfucker's gonna bust when he want to bust.
What for the sake? Nope.
You know,
You haven't been trained properly.
I haven't been trained properly. How about I ain't try to take that class? I'm bouncing back.
You would want to. Because sometimes you don't always want to be the first one to come. Sometimes you want to come in last.
Don't get me wrong. It's been days I've been extremely so excited I couldn't bust. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to bust within the first 10 minutes. I'm sorry, but that will, you know.
Damn!
I'm trying to be honest with you.
Hey, he being honest. You can't knock the man for being honest.
Okay,
Hear me out. Just because I busted them first 10 don't mean I'm finna go down. You know what I'm saying? I go through 20, 30 minutes of foreplay. See it. He ready to bust. You know what I'm saying? So he might bust within 20, 30 minutes, you know what I'm saying? It's a little, you know, 10 minutes, maybe a little longer, you know what I'm saying? But, hey, I'm still able to hang out and still do some things. It ain't that he finna bust and we both finna, I'm finna fall out and you finna be cussing me out. It ain't finna be none of that. You know what I'm saying? It's going to be... Shit, I got my quick and get yours, and then I'm gonna follow you with another one.
Right, you better hurry up.
The only way I can get a quick is by Licky.
Well, I bust that Licky on you then. Shit, you get that quick one, and then we'll work on the everlasting one. The one that takes too long. We'll work on that one. Shit.
Then I come, you come within your 10 minutes, and then we can be head to head.
There you go. Then we can work on the second round.
See, there's a plan.
What you want to call it?
Right, that's a plan of action right there, right?
And then the second one takes longer than the first one. So believe me, you will be more than thrilled. You know what I'm saying?
That is so bad.
I'm thrilled. You're going to be full. This girl say? That you know my voice
is. Oh yeah, that voice did sound different. I thought that was male for a minute.
No, that ain't male. You know that ain't male.
Right, right.
What's your name? What's your name, Miss Outspoken?
Okay, my name is Shay.
Shay?
Your name is Shay.
Shay?
Mm-hmm. She's
what's
the founder of the after one you're gonna say.
They're gonna say on that dick. They're gonna say on that dick.
I'm laughing about what I say on the dick. That is the problem. What you gonna say too? You ain't going home.
We ain't going home.
What does it for you?
I said what now?
I said what does it for you?
Okay. Well, you know what, it's kind of deep. I kind of got a few favorites, but I like to be Rhodes, whether it's cowgirl or reverse cowgirl. But then there's this. I want to call it like side scissors or some shit like that, man. It's like scissors. It's like on the side of some shit, man. That shit works out real well.
Yeah.
Now, as far as me controlling my nut, yeah, I can control my nut when I want to, but if I don't want to, I'm going to go on the bus.
I'm going to let that nigga out. See it. Okay. Have your freedom, little fellas. Ride like the wind.
Okay, well, my comment for that sound like you lazy. You want to be rolling.
How can I be?
You need to put in your work. Where you putting in your work? Sound like she putting her work. She's sticking out her ass and riding you. What are you doing? Just laying there. Come on, you got to put in your work.
I'm going to push them legs back to your ears, and I'm going to put in my work.
If you're not doing that, holding my heels is not helping me.
You got to roll that body. You got to put in your work. Now, I can hold my own damn heels, but I'm saying to you is you want to lay on your lazy ass side and hit it because you don't feel like doing no work. You want me to ride you. What you going to do for me?
She asked what's my favorite. Now I said that's my favorite, but I ain't say that's what I get or what I do all the time. Now,
you sound like you like me, nigga. You can't be laying on your side and getting
hold.
You better eat up Chinatown. You gonna do something, nigga? If your body is gonna work, your mouth is.
Okay, hold on a second. Let me just speak on this.
The question
is, what is your favorite? Okay, so if someone likes to be ridden, it however they would like to be ridden, you can't just automatically say that they lazy because they want to lay on their back because they like they want them to ride them. You gotta ask them the question. If a woman's riding you, what are you doing? Don't automatically say they lazy.
It was nothing else. I'll ask my favorite position, honestly, is missionary. I'm a lazy motherfucker. I'm a Leo.
She laying on her back,
right? Oh my goodness. Oh my goodness.
And my position is hitting it from the back, so I couldn't be lazy.
That's what I'm saying. I got a few, but you know, as far as papers go, yeah. I mean, you know, but that ain't what I'm all. That ain't what I'm just doing. Period. Point blank. That's it.
Right.
You gonna ride? You ain't getting shit out
okay.
at all.
She ain't on the phone no more.
And for another thing, from what I'm hearing now lately from women, is y'all don't want to be beat up no more for 30, 45 minutes, 20 minutes of.
Yeah, damn. Fuck the shit out of me. I had 13 orgasms. I'm working on 20 now. I want a man to give me 20 orgasms. Now, the foreplay starts, I may have like six or seven with foreplay. So then I need my extra after that. So, yeah, I'll do an hour.
You'll do an hour. That little bullshit I'm getting
now. What's the next
call? Who on the toilet? Who is on the toilet?
Who's on the toilet?
Cause they pockets bitch ain't got nothing. And they real sign to touch. It's like my feet keep moving swiftly while they still look in the mud. I'm a conqueror and divide the profit with my guys. Keep that money in the circle. New black order on the rise. I'm a king and I'm a lady. Handle my fucking business. Live my life to the fullest. Ain't asking for no permission. Cause I'm on a
here's another hit I got from King B. This is Diamonds and Cheddar. I'll be right back, y'all.
So so
living in Brandon Hills kinda did something to me, made me grow up. I'm talking about way too bad. Living life for the hustle, trying to chase this cash. Now look, my mama, I'm telling you, she ain't raised no fool. But if you look at my surroundings, like the thing to do. You got dope being sold, pimps being hoes. Give a J a slap, just a ride, here we go. Now you think it's big shit when you ride with your folks. To the J, smoke the dope and report it to Costco. Now you're locked up and your record is unfolding. Seen a better path, but the journey was so lonely. In the world where the wicked is lost for my homies, and we all trying to get it, so we say that in committed. By any means necessary, I was taught to get it. Maybe chasing this cash, it was killing my spirit. I won't. Some of the things that I did love. I thought the way to go about it was a slang drug. Cream, get the money, dollar, dollar bill, y'all. My role models were Scarface and Nino Brown. I'm on top of the world, ma. Look at me now. Standing on the sofa, trying to think of how I could put her in that big house and make her proud. But your boy did the opposite and jumped out wild. Not a doctor, not a lawyer, but a D-boy wow. I bet my mama probably thinking, did I raise that child? In the streets with the heat, shouting, look out now. Billy Badass. Cheddar and mozzarella got me thinking that I'm better. If I'm riding no leather and wood in my hood, pockets they stay laced, fighting to get the cake. I won't.
I'm going to switch gears on you a little bit. All right, this is Catrice. You're listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. It is 10:15. We got 45 minutes left in the show. All right, I'm going to switch gears a little bit. And I want to talk about this channel on Comcast. It's called Too Much for TV. Who has watched it? Have you heard about it? Ant, you there? Buck, you there? Mel?
Yeah.
Mel, yeah. You there? Have you ever heard of that show, Mel? Too Much for TV?
You said what?
You ever heard of that show? It's called Too Much for TV. It's on the
actual, it's not an actual show. It's a cable channel that's on demand.
Yeah. Ant, have you ever seen that, Ant?
No, I ain't never watched it.
Yeah. That right there is interesting channel. But for them to advertise for $14.99 a month, you can pretty much create the shit that they show on there at the house. I mean, you know, is it worth the money?
What they show?
Yeah, they just show it's basically a porn channel. For $14.95 a month, but they say it's too much for TV.
Wow.
So it's between the lines of TV, and but not hardcore.
No, I wouldn't pay $14. If I can't see somebody eating a pussy or the dick sliding in the pussy, I ain't paying $14.99. I got the internet for that shit. I go watch Bad Boys Club, Bad Girls Club, or whatever before I do that.
Okay, well, speaking of the internet, what has been something? Have you, because I don't want to like out y'all. You know, if you frequently look at porn internet sites, but have you ran into any that's been like really just off the chain, just nasty? You'll never go back again.
Oh no! I'm
gonna bring this up. I ain't gonna lie, my girl.
You gotta turn your laptop down. Turn your computer down if you got your computer on too.
We was at a barbecue, and she put in a thing on porno, and you know we sit there looking at it for a minute. Then I got chick fucking a horse. What? Oh,
fuck no.
Am I lying?
You know
yes. I was disgusted.
I put all the kids out. Don't lie. I put all the kids out.
I had a kid one in the room.
Right. I just had all the kids. And that bitch was horrible on the horse, though.
What would make you want to watch a chick fuck
a horse? I was in her mouth and shit. And, wow.
What would make you want to watch
like
a chick fuck a horse?
Yeah, that's about the most disgusting shit I've ever seen in my
life. What's interesting about it?
What
I don't get it. That ain't even funny. That won't even be a joke to me.
That's not interesting.
Right.
I mean, that's,
I would look at you and ask you, like, why would you even have this?
Okay. Speaking of pornos, hey Buck, you there? Okay.
No, he watching the porno.
He watching the porno, right? I. Hold on. Is he on mute? Okay.
No, I ain't on mute.
Okay, but all right. There you go.
www.uporn.com.
Uporn.com.
Hell yeah, there you go.
Man, hey, okay. Okay, so here's a scenario, and Buck, you can add to this. All right, here's a scenario. So a friend of ours and Buck had gave our son this CD case, right, to put all his movies in because he bought a whole new CD case, right?
I hope she ain't listening.
So this friend got a new CD case, and so our son is putting his stuff in this case, right?
Oh, hell no.
So there's this movie in the back part of the case that's like deep down in the case that the friend had forgot about, okay? So we come upstairs, and the kids are watching, what was it?
Oh, shit, I can't remember the name of the motherfucker, man, but it was Booty Down.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Isn't it fucked up?
Man.
What
made it so bad was granny caught him watching. That's what made it so bad.
Oh, granny caught him? Oh,
yeah.
God.
Yeah.
I know she blamed y'all.
No, because granny said, "Where did you get the movie from?" And the boy said, "From the case." And who gave you the case? Buck, who gave him the case?
Some dude named Sloth gave him the case.
What the fuck? I gave him the case?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. You stopped my head, nigga.
Oh,
I'm finna hang up. Oh, gotta go.
Remember you bought that new DVD case? And you gave Reggie your old one?
Oh, stop fucking. Oh, man.
Yeah, yeah.
You just blew me, dog.
Yeah. The girls were watching it like, huh? How'd she do that?
Stop, man. Hold on, home. I need to go plug it out. Oh, okay. Oh, man, y'all feel my friend, dog. Hold on, man. Come the fuck on, man. Stop playing with me. For real?
Yeah, for real.
Hey, look, hold on. Time out. I was finna cuss whoever did this out. Like, what the fuck would they go do to nothing like this for? They didn't check their shit before they gave it to them? Oh. Oh, man.
Yeah. Yeah, that was... Whew, that was interesting. So now every time I see that case, I laugh.
Golly, man. Come on, man. I wouldn't have done that to y'all, man.
It was an accident.
It was all good. But, yeah, so that comes to the question, has your kids accidentally picked up a DVD of yours and start watching porn?
My kids had... That stuff that be on the TV, I didn't know. Like on cable, the Twim Talk or what is that?
Real Talk.
It's like a cartoon. I didn't know. Yeah, they be doing stuff. I didn't know. Because my son, well, I got my oldest son is 19, but my little baby, he's 9. He be in there with Adult Swim. That's what it is.
Yeah, that Adult Swim.
You know, a cartoon to me. You talk about I come home. I see a cartoon on, I walk out.
Hey, one day I let Todd to spend the night at the crib,
I'm glad my mama closed the door.
Yeah.
Okay,
I let Tasha spend the night at the crib, right? So, you know, of course, if we stand at the crib, we fucking. So, Taya, little shorty at the time, Taya wanted to watch a movie. So, instead of Tasha in a hurry to get back to the room to fuck, because she thinks that's going to bring us back or whatever, she goes in and just punches play on the DVD.
Uh-oh.
He comes back in there 5 to 10 minutes later, Tay in there watching the porn.
Oh, damn.
Have your kids ever walked in or you having sex? That was awkward as hell. My daughter was like, you hurt mama.
You hurt mama.
What you doing to my mama?
You don't know my mama. Mama ain't her baby. Mama is not.
But have you ever walked in and caught your parents doing it?
Yes, I have too.
Wait a minute. I did, and I had a slapper, and I was working my daddy ass over. I said, get off her.
My daughter did that to me. She was like, you hurt my mama. You heard my mom. I said, it's my hair, baby. Are we okay?
Yeah.
He had to look at her and be like, mama and daddy's okay. We okay.
We're just wrestling.
We're playing. And she looked and shut the door like, I don't know if I've been for it.
Hey, y'all. Look, Patrice, y'all kids okay?
Yeah.
They all right? They ain't had
nothing,
is it? It was stuck on the menu. It wasn't actually planned. You know how the menu be going over and over and over and shit. So.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but some of the menu. Oh man, I'm fucked up.
That's
I can't believe I did that to y'all. Hey, y'all know I'm a better person than that, man.
Yeah,
y'all got to know that was a mistake.
Not you know, I thought I was doing something for the little man, you know what I'm saying?
Right. Nah, if it was a problem, we would have said something. When we found out, called you and cussed your ass out.
Man.
Hell yeah.
Motherfucker.
Hell yeah.
Hey, what?
But you had to tuck, you had to tuck the way up in there. You forgot about it.
Damn. That's messed up, though.
Don't worry about it. It was added to the collection.
Oh, y'all kept it.
No. Oh, yeah. Throw it away?
Shit, get this stuff out of here. Shit. This is so funny.
Y'all remember when y'all was kids and you used to go in the bathroom, your mama used to have them douche bags hanging up over the shower?
Oh,
I never did know what the fucking bag was.
You remember the bag your mommy had for the shower thing?
Yeah.
They had the soapable dishes back then.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, back then.
Everybody mama
with the
vinegar. Yeah, with the vinegar in the bathroom hanging on the shower.
Hey,
they had a blue bag and everything.
That wasn't no dish. That was a heating bag. What the hell?
No, that was a douche bag, sir.
No.
If it had the rubber line on it with the plastic chip at the end with the holes all in it,
they was gushy
with that, bro.
That was for my granny back. Y'all cut that shit out.
Never tell the truth.
Never. Not like we are now. Right. We are now. Never.
I'm going to tell you.
Oh my God, y'all traumatizing the nigga today, man.
That bag, okay, I'm sorry to tell you, but that bag was to do.
She made me go get that a couple of times.
Yeah.
That was wrong with your mama. She didn't have a bag.
Everybody had a bag. And then back in the day, if your granny was real old school, she'd try to give you a damn colonic with the motherfucker.
Hell no.
You like, baby, come on, let me clean you out. You like, no,
I'm
hell
glad it didn't go that far.
Okay.
Shit. Hell no. Nah. Y'all hold tight.
I had a douche now today for that reason.
Y'all hold tight. I'll be right back. Hold on.
Damn, douche, man. There's something wrong with you. My pussy.
Yellow, white, or blue. Trying to lick it like I'm moving by the bell of two. And I'm feeling I won't make it, baby, I won't bother you.
like I just turned around. Smoking on that new presidential, we call it Obama now. Got the club shaking, drinking, popping that Ace of Spades. In the VIP shaking bottles, dancing with somebody. Fine models, top models, and they all listen to me. Call me the black shooter. Everywhere I go, I got a different one every day of the week. Better watch your girl, yeah, I seen her looking at me like I'm a president. And she's starving. I'm the main course.
Hello?
No, so you came.
No, actually, this one is on you. Because I was like, it's
all the stuff. Y'all back on the air? Y'all there? What's going on?
Okay, yeah, here we are.
Okay. Y'all can
I'm
hear
here.
Me. Something's going on with my mic. My mic was in and out. All right, now. All right, y'all. This is Catrice. Y'all listening to Raw Jill now. We got about 30
minutes left. Can you hear me,
guys?
Can you hear me?
Where is Mississippi Red at? He late.
I'm waiting on his ass, too.
Oh, wait a minute. Hold on. Here you go. Damn, right on time. That's what I'm
right.
talking about. Mississippi
not
Red,
sorry.
What's up?
Okay.
That
I just joined in. I have not been listening. Let me have the flow, ladies.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Pose the question.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, let me put this out there tonight. Unfortunately, by no fault of myself, Nikki is unavailable. Her phone is off.
We didn't have to tell her, bitch. Like that.
We
put her shit out there like that and we got down. I mean, it's real.
Hey, it ain't my fault she got a cricket.
Red.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Look, somebody just hold one question
Red.
To me at a time.
What about the Chiefs? What about the Chiefs? Come on. I'm going to get that out the way.
Okay, they won 3 in a fucking row. Big whoopee damn dude. They ain't going to do shit else. They ain't going to make the playoffs. It don't matter. The Packers is going to repeat.
What about the Reds?
Now,
what about the Reds, baby?
Okay, Mississippi Red, I already probably know what this answer is, but the questions for tonight, there's several. The first one is, which is your favorite sexual position?
that ass in the air.
Ass up.
No, let me.
Right.
Okay, I have the flow. Let me
please.
I'm gonna answer the first question. I like to start off. I like to start off with her on top.
Taking that ass.
Well, I'm talking. Well, that's okay. Well, with the foreplay, of course, I love licking. Yeah, with the foreplay. But once we get the fucking, I like to start her. I like to start her on top. That way, you know, I don't want her to think like I'm finna do all the fucking work. You know what I'm saying? So from her, I go from her on top. I go from her on top. I switch it over to the missionary, and for the finishing move, I go doggy.
Doggy.
For the finishing move.
For the finishing move.
That's what I'm going to say. Okay. Second question.
I'm like, how you doing all that? Because I need at least 5 nets before we, it's so foreplay. You already put it out there. That
oh no,
you
that's
going.
No, I'm saying
so
we was talking about position. We were. Can I please look? The question was posed to me. You'll get your time. Let me finish. Okay, so I already gonna
before
get
we even start doing all the other shit.
Okay, but I'm saying. You know
finish.
What? If Mel wanna talk, now the question was posed to me.
Go
if
ahead.
If Mel wanna do all the talking.
Answer the question, man. It's okay. I mean, Mississippi Red. Okay, let's
this
go to the
this nigga
try
to come on the last 30 minutes and take over the flow.
Yeah, he
did. That's my time. That's what time I come on 9:30 Central.
Yeah, 9:30 Central. He take over the flow at 9:30 Central. It's all about
okay,
Mississippi
so
Red.
I'm already drunk. Now I got to revert back to, we
okay.
got to start back over.
Mississippi Red, can I ask you, what is your preference of drink for the evening?
The Great Blast and 8-Ball, 40-ounce.
Oh my God!
Hey, don't you got an angle in the morning?
Don't you got VCU anymore?
No, ain't no school tomorrow. No.
What national holiday is tomorrow? Y'all ain't got no school.
I'm a coming.
No, ain't no holiday. I have a couple other things I need to say.
Okay, other than the 8-Ball, what did you say? What was the first thing you said?
Oh, blast.
What is that? Is that
no,
like
Blast is like the foe.
Okay.
Ooh. Well, I'm sipping on some Hennessy over here.
Hennessy?
Okay. Well,
you don't have
that
to work
my head up in a mouth.
No.
I drink 2 cans of foe.
Fucking called back and took my overtime away, motherfucker.
Catrice, Puss
and Boots
ain't calling here.
Nah, Puss and Boots, this second week in a row, Puss and Boots ain't surfing. Y'all done ran him away.
Hey, homie, you want to feel
listen?
He ain't had no heart attack, did he?
Damn.
With all them damn roids.
You like all those steroids. Wow.
Okay, well, let me, Catrice, okay, so answer
yeah.
the first question. What was the second question?
What type of porn you like, Mississippi Red?
What type of what?
Porn.
Mm-hmm. I like cream pie. Cream pie or pregnant?
Cream
pie.
I like pregnant cream pie.
You
like
that bitch shit on you.
Stop.
Is that the name of the DVD cream pie?
No, cream pie is
when you nut in the bitch and
nut in the pussy.
I like cream pie.
I like
corn. They call
them red. Okay, now the other one I want to say, the other one I want to talk about, because
I guess y'all
know the worst.
Go ahead, Mississippi Red. Go ahead.
You posed a question on Facebook that I saw on Raw Deal, and asked, you made a mention about, you posed it to the ladies, you was like, okay,
we go back and forth though.
Okay, hold on, let me mute it out so you can have okay, hold on, let me mute it out so you can have the flow. Go ahead, Mr. Ray, you got the flow.
Okay, now you mentioned that, okay, ladies, your man got a small penis, but he treats you good, make good money, he can eat the monk real good, he look good, everything, except he got a little dick. I'm going to say for all the, you know, I'm going to just put it out there for all my little dick brothers out there, and you know who you are. It's always good enough.
No, we don't.
It's always good enough. Let me tell you something. The tongue and
Let me put it back on mute. I'm sorry. So you can keep talking. Go ahead.
Okay. The tongue and finger trick never fails. I don't know who out there know about it. Mayo, you can, if you know about it, you can let me know. But what I always do, and I'm not saying that when I said I had a little dick, I have an average size dick. And, of course, you already know the average size dick is 5.5 inches, 5.6, something to that effect. So it ain't like I'm beating it up like Wesley Pipes or something like that. But if I'm up in you, you're going to know I'm up in you. I don't have to struggle to put it up in you. You're going to know it's in there. But for the fellas out there that got what they call a micro penis, I believe that's what they call it. I looked it up online one time. Here's what you can do if you like eating pussy, and even if you got a big dick, you can do this. Lick the girl, you know what I'm saying? You can lick her clit, you know, all emotions, side to side, up and down, round and round. Finger her, play with her G-spot for a few minutes, and at the same time, you can put the other hand opposite the one that you're fingering with while you're licking her clit, and press it down on the top of her pussy, like you pressing on top of her stomach, top of her pussy in the same location where the G-spot is, and that'll add more and more pressure on that G-spot. After a while, she ain't going to be able to take it, and she ain't going to handle it. She can't handle it no more, and eventually she going to get her.
Okay, but the thing is, the question is, can you handle it? I mean, is it something that can be handled? Hold on, let me bring Mel back. All right, because I wondered you had a flow. The question was, can a woman, deal with the fact that her man's penis is too small? Okay, yeah, okay, but the thing is, you just went back to describing how you eat pussy. Yes, that's like an every week occurrence. But the thing is, if the woman is not satisfied, there's a lot of women out there that need to be satisfied by dick, not just by eating ass. So, I mean, what other options do you
have? I want my ass ate.
Okay.
Okay.
Ma'am.
Shit, there is no other option. Ain't no extension, shit.
I mean, unless you
Catrice,
get, you know.
Catrice.
Yeah.
Okay, my girl want to say something.
Go ahead.
Okay. It's a question.
I'm going to let her talk to Mississippi.
Okay, it's a question to you. Okay, while you're doing a little tricks and trades, I'm just gonna ask you a question. Do you use toys?
Me, by me
do
not
you
being
indulge
a female.
In toys? Huh?
I've never used any toys.
It's not that your dick is little. It's not that your dick is little, but is it fat? Is it little and fat, or is it little and skinny? We just minus all around the table.
Right, I understand that too. And
but
I already said
it's a little and skinny.
Okay, it was
about
only
you.
No, will you I'm trying to tell you. I have an average length, I'm gonna say.
Okay. Width.
I have an average size dick.
Okay, so where's the girth? The girth. That's what
we're talking about.
I never measured the girth.
Okay.
You need to check that out though. Nigga,
all right.
Okay.
Here's the test. If you can take your penis at full extension and take your pointer finger with your thumb, and if your thumb and your finger touch around, your girth is not all that girthy. Okay? It depends on how well you can have it. It depends on how high and how thick you can get the penis. Okay? It's all about an inch. From your tip of
your
finger.
Your thumb and your pointer finger.
The thumb and your
I say one thing for real. Would a man really matter, like, the size or any. You got to turn me on anyway.
That's what I'm
and
saying.
And then once I turn on, you going to have to turn me on.
But see, the thing is, a lot of women, but okay, hold on a second. There's a lot of women out there, and you can't say there's a lot of women hung up on the size of a penis and what it can,
yep.
And what it can and cannot do. And there's a lot of women, and there's a lot of women that say, no, I'm not going to mess with you because your dick's not big enough. Now,
and they
him.
Let me cut you off for a minute, Mel. I mean, Liam. And they ain't counting they little thin-ass dry pussy with no clit. These old selfish-ass bitches out here nowadays.
Hey,
I'm mad. You know, I love my black women. I ain't got no problem with it. I ain't really interested in dipping into nothing else because I want me a black queen. That's what I want. You know what I'm saying? I ain't got no problem with your attitudes and all that. I can feel like I can handle it. But it's a recession right now. You know what I'm saying? And if a woman ain't willing to do something to help the household, she ain't doing shit. This broad told me the other day, I went out with my little woman's peoples. She told me that pussy is a woman's most important attribute. You know what? There's so much pussy out here, bitch. I need you to understand that your pussy is not the best attribute no more. You know what I'm saying? If you ain't willing to get out here and do a little more braids on here, do something, tell you the truth, I want a go-getter. I want a motherfucker like Lynn. I want a motherfucker that's getting out here hustling, trying to do something, provide for her family, and ain't complaining about the little minor things that's going on out here. Motherfuckers talking about the size of your dick. Bitch, long as my dick and my tongue make you come, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm saying? They talking about the girth and the width. Hey, dog, don't you ever, if a bro tell you your dick too small, tell him, hey, look here, I bet you I can make you gag on it. Fuck all that shit. You should not explain the size of your dick. You should not explain the size of your dick to no motherfucking body. That's what you was born with, kid. Hey, check this out. Hold on. I'm going to give some people most time because I know there ain't that much time left. Kid, don't ever try to explain the size of your dick to nobody. That's what you was born with. That's what you given with. And you can break a bitch back off that. You know what I'm saying? What you have, fuck that, man. If she don't appreciate it, move the fuck on, man. These women out here nowadays tripping. They tripping. She told me that's their best. A woman, and then a husband, punk ass, he goes out. This nigga been bought his wife a 5-carat ring and driving in a 1999. He bought his woman a 5-carat ring and he called his room upstairs in his attic a man cave. This nigga got a 37-inch TV up there. Ain't even got a plush sofa. And this is a man cave. Nigga, this bitch got you twisted. You know what I'm saying?
37 in a man cave.
In a man cave. Man, I was so motherfucking mad at them, man, and they didn't want to hear what I was saying because this nigga trying to tell me how important pussy is. Nigga, you can take pussy anywhere and make some money. I was like, nigga, who you think you talking to? I know what you can do with pussy. You know what I'm saying? But at the same time of that, if your woman think that's – his woman say that's all she got to do for him.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
You fucking serious? You don't even appreciate women.
We don't appreciate women. Are you crazy? Are you for real? We don't appreciate women. Are you for real?
A real woman?
I'm gonna appreciate a woman. You think I'm gonna appreciate a woman that all she thinks she got to do is lay on her back?
Wow.
I'm from a real woman. I'm from a real woman.
You messing with the wrong type of women, then?
No, that's where you're wrong. I'm not fucking with them. You see what I'm saying? I was raised by a real motherfucking woman that did what she had to do for her motherfucking kids. You see what I'm saying? And if I can't see that's what a bitch doing, and you think you finna tell Anthony Sloss that all you got to do is lay on your back, suck my dick, and fuck me, iron my clothes, and cook for me, if you think that's all you got to do, bitch, you got me twisted. I'll go home and beat my dick. You know what I'm saying? She's for real.
She got to eat.
Hey, you don't think I know how to barbecue and cook?
Life is what the hell it is.
You know what I'm saying? My feelings can't never be hurt. I ain't never had a problem sexually, period. And I'm in my 40s. I ain't never had no problem sexually. So that's the last motherfucker
that
thing.
You do, because you wouldn't even be talking about it.
No.
Hey.
No, because what it is, it's fact. The people are speaking. That's what I'm saying. You can't assume. When people
I don't talk about how good my pussy is. I've heard you say it, Mel.
You have said it.
Mel, come on, Mel, for real.
You have said it. So stop that tripping.
She already knows. She said a couple weeks ago, a
you
dude with little ass dick made her come back to back to back to back to back. So don't even trip.
Please, man.
Now all of a sudden she wanna go to the pussy, cause shit, I be trying to get rid of motherfuckers.
Like, no, keep that shit to yourself.
Hey, this is called Lawless Radio. Keep it real. This is Lawless Radio. Keep it real. Right. We don't need no felonious capers on this motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Don't try to outdo what you can really do. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's what you do. Mississippi Red, what would you like to add to the evening?
You know, pretty much everything that was said. I had a good damn time. As always, I wish Puss and Boots was on here so I can tell. Right. You know,
that nigga, he probably somewhere tongue lifting some pussy, man. Don't worry about him.
In his boots.
Right.
You know what? Oh, that was other thing. That could be a good topic for next week. And I wish I would have had Nikki on here tonight, because actually I called her last night and I told her that tonight's show is going to be, why do so many niggas claim or are so ashamed to admit they eat pussy?
I'm not ashamed.
No. I don't care. That's a badge of honor for me to eat pussy.
Hold on, let Mel have the flow. Go ahead, girl.
Okay. Remember when we put out that disclaimer
mm-hmm.
and everything,
mm-hmm.
I will tell anybody, if you're on the site, if you listen to what we talk about, it is me. If you got a problem with me, face me.
Okay.
Get out your goddamn feelings and stay in my mother's business.
Who is dissing y'all? I want to know who's dissing y'all.
It's nobody dissing. Here's the thing. You know, the world is open for free speech and all that, right? You know, so you
mm-hmm.
can't knock anybody for what they say on anything, okay? But when you start using information for your own personal gain, so
messing with people's lives. You talking about me? Okay, I apologize, man.
Mississippi Red.
No, I ain't talking about you, Red.
Okay,
my
bad.
I had to put Mississippi Red.
What the fuck, though?
You know what, hold
remember
on. I had to put both of y'all motherfucking asses on mute. Y'all don't shut the fuck up, okay? Now, shit. Now, Mississippi Red and Melissa, y'all on mute, so stop fucking talking. All right. Now, what I was saying is people use information on the internet for their own personal gain when they want to mess up other people's situation in their lives. A situation
mm-hmm.
occurred over the week where someone took something off of our exclusive group, okay, and sent it somewhere which they didn't need to send it to because that was someone else's information. Of course, yes, you have to use mindful, think, you know, what you want to post and what you don't want to post and what's going to get out there and what's not going to get out there. You use your best judgment. But other than that, please don't use anything that has connected to Lawless for your own personal gain. All right. We got Mel. We got Mississippi Red. Y'all back now. All right.
Okay.
That's what the disclaimer was for. Thank you.
All right. Let me get one quick comment. One quick comment, Lynn.
Sorry, kiss my ass. You want to kiss my ass?
Can I say something, Lynn?
Yeah.
Can I say something?
Oh.
Oh, my goodness. Okay. Go ahead. I had to put her back on mute because I think she done hit it a little too hard. Come on. Go ahead.
Right. I know she, I'd like to say I apologize to her. I may have put it out there. But back to you, Lynn, I want to know when I'm going to get my certificate.
Your certificate. Your certificate will be in the mail by the end of next week. I had a rough week, man. I'm trying to get everybody all taken care of. I got customers to handle.
You
but
got
I
my
have,
address,
got
don't
me.
You?
I got your address. Yes,
where you
going to
post it at?
No.
You hanging on your wall?
No, Mississippi Red wants a real certificate in a frame that he going to put on his wall.
Wow.
Freak of the week.
No.
Freak of the year.
You got the freak of the century.
You're right.
I'll do it. Okay, make sure it's printed, typed up like one of them high school diplomas you get, you know, with the old English letter. I want something like that. I wish Puss in Boots would have been on the air tonight, because I would have told him, brother, you talking about claiming your dick so big you don't need puss. I'm just tell you one thing: don't let me and your bitch cross paths.
Oh my goodness!
She would have a heart attack.
Oh my goodness! All right, you know what, Mississippi Red? Just for you, I'm gonna put a lawless seal on it for you.
Yeah, do that. And make sure it has the University of University of Law.
Okay. Damn. Okay.
Make it certified.
All right, ma'am, you all right out there, y'all? You know what? I enjoyed my company. Thank you, Shay. What's your cousin's name? What's your name back there? He quiet now. All right, ma'am. Y'all take it easy. Aunt, always. Buck, I'll see
that
you.
Hey, y'all hug them kids for me.
Oh. I think you're trying.
Yeah, all right.
Ooh, Mississippi Red, you know how we do. All right, y'all, I appreciate every last one of y'all calling in. All right, we're going to end the show with my just little tidbit for the evening. Again, it ain't all about the size, ladies. It's how you work it. Stop thinking that it needs to be a monster size to get what you need to go. You know, we have to change our focus, our mindsets, because there's a lot of good men out there that may be just lacking a little bit when it comes to the penis size. But you know what? We might can get over that. You know, and I say I might. There's some things we just can't deal with. However, you know, you have to look at the bigger picture of it all. All right, y'all, this is Catrice. You know how we do. You always got to get it hot before you get it wet. You've been listening to The Raw Deal right here on Lawless Radio. I'm going to end it with a little bit more King B, y'all. This is Millionaire. Y'all take it easy. I'm out. Good night.
Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Deal. I'll be an athlete, a baller, sack me some major chills, maybe an actor or a model, pissing me Hollywood under the bright lights, no street lights, children about the hood, college funds for all four of them, believe me, they ain't gonna want for nothing, struggle for so long, I knew change was coming, searching for a meal, dollar bill, got me craving money, I got expensive taste, all I speak about is money, I'm striking rich one day, mark my words, you see it coming, that's why you hating, yeah, got to stick down to your stomach, moving forward, why you hate us falling far behind? I'm on a mission, and my mission is for me to shine. Money living large. Who wants to be a millionaire? Whipping foreign cars. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Who wanna be a millionaire?
Hit the club, I'm blowing ounces of the loud, nigga. Pop a couple bottles for him in the crowd, nigga. We in the VIP and you are not allowed, nigga. Just ask your girl if she can tell.
can you shut it down, nigga? I make a movie every time I'm in your town, nigga. I hit the booty club and watch I make it hurricane. Drop $100 in the mall and buy up everything. First, I'ma buy that watch, I'ma buy that drop, I'ma buy that chain. Buy that house, I'ma buy that rain. Buy your bitch and give me brain. Buy some stocks, I'ma buy some blocks. Buy some blocks, he's trying to get shot. Then I'm going to cop that rod and drive that bitch straight off the lot. Who wants to be a millionaire? Looking like a star. Who wanna be a millionaire? Who wanna be a millionaire? I wanna be a millionaire. Who wanna be a millionaire? I do, player. Who wanna be a millionaire?
Be a millionaire. I wanna be a millionaire.
Who wanna be a millionaire?
Who wanna be a millionaire?